Well, we're back into ordinary time. And so we pick up where we left off. We had 9 Sundays, 9 weeks, and then we started Lent. And now we're back in the 10th week. And it just so happens that we have this story of Elijah, the prophet, and his obedience to God, and how God took care of him. Because had he stayed where he was, he would have been killed, because he was prophesying. He was telling the people that they had to change, and the king was not happy about that. We start, just because it has the Monday of the 10th week, where we are now, we start where we left off, and with the first verses of Matthew 5, which, as you just heard, are the Beatitudes. And so these are put together by Matthew as the initial proclamation of the Sermon on the Mount. And then he'll go through a whole collection of our Lord's teachings down to chapter 7. And so it's a very precious that we have this to begin with. Blessed. Blessed means knowing God and being cared for by God. That's blessed. And achieving the goal that the Lord has set for you, Ashri, blessed. And so our Lord starts now blessing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor man. That's Jesus. Who is a poor man? Who is a poor person? Somebody who relies on God for everything. That's a poor person, see? That's why it's blessed. See, to be poor in spirit is to be poor right down to the core of your being. And know you're poor. And rely on God for everything. And that's why they're blessed. Because it means they're on their way to the goal of their whole existence, which is union with God in this world and in the next. And so we have this whole list today. Blessed are they who mourn. See, mourning is the foundation for intercession. If we mourn over our own sins, but also of the state of the world, surely the trouble with our great system of communication is that we just don't know about the misery around us. We know about the misery in the whole world. And to mourn, you see, that God is not known and recognized, to mourn for those who suffer. And the comfort is the Holy Spirit. He'll come and teach us to pray for all these. Blessed are the meek. It doesn't mean the spineless. It means those who are not out to satisfy themselves. And to hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's God's quality. That's tzedek. To be tzaddik, to be righteous, you see. To hunger and thirst for that. Where does that come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. To hunger, to share in God's righteousness. That's a gift, you see. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. That's easy to know what it is. Sometimes hard to do. Forgive. forgive. As we go through this Mass right now, if the Lord puts somebody on your heart that you're having trouble with or had trouble with, just pray for them. You see. Blessed are the... They translated clean of heart. Sounds like you just took a shower or something. You know? See, it's pure of heart. Pure of heart means only one intention. One of the Psalms says about the unrighteous, lev v'lev nidaberu. They speak with heart and heart. They got two hearts. They got the heart that makes them look like they're sincere, and they got the heart where they really want is dwelling. And that's heart and heart. But see, a pure of heart is a single heart, desiring just the Lord, His glory, His honor, His love, and desiring mercy and knowledge of God for every human being. And that they have enough to eat, that they have enough to care for their children. And that, as we go out today, that they care for the children in their womb. You see. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Blessed are you. That's interesting, isn't it? You enjoy God's favor. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Those are the Beatitudes. That is our Lord's, if you will, moral teaching. It will be broken down as we go through Matthew's Gospel. But that's blessed. Asherei. Regarded highly by God, and cared for by God, and in close to God, that's blessed. And this is so countercultural, right? Not just everybody else's culture, you know, a culture in our hearts.